Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there. Thanks to Indeed for supporting Earn Your Happy. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Sign up for Indeed now and get a $75 credit towards your first sponsored job, plus earn up to $500 extra in sponsored job credits with Indeed's virtual interviews. Visit Indeed.com/happy to learn more. And thanks to Avast for supporting Earn Your Happy. Avast's new all-in-one solution, Avast One, helps you take control of your safety and privacy online through a range of features. Learn more about Avast One at Avast.com.
I always say, like, when you eat something, if you get a stomach ache from it, you're like, oh, well, I'm just sensitive to gluten, or I'm lactose intolerant, or I can't eat, you know, eggs or dairy or whatever it is. Sometimes it's not a food allergy. It's actually a methylation issue. It's a genetic issue.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is somebody who's helped me personally on my health journey. That is Sage Werkinger. She graduated from Florida State University with a Bachelor of Science degree in communication and a minor in business administration. She then co-founded Streamline Medical Group in 2017 with Gary Brecka and focused mainly on managing the financials, operations, staffing, marketing, training, and growing the business. But then Streamline joined 10X Health Ventures with Grant Cardone and Brendan Dawson in September 2021 with the shared vision of reaching more people and changing the face of health by educating and empowering people to take charge of their wellness journey. And that's exactly what I did. She was introduced to me by a friend of ours, and what she had to say literally blew my mind. So I'm going to tell you everything that I learned, all about the health journey that got me to start really thinking about wanting to just take it to the next level. And that is what Sage is a part of. So let's get started. Hey,
Sage, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this.
Oh, I'm beyond excited for this because I think this is going to be info that is going to blow people's minds all about their health and the possibilities. And that's why I was really excited to meet you. And I'm just going to share a little bit about how you came into my world. I feel like when you are obviously seeking something, I feel like your ears perk up and your, you know, what is it? Your reticular activating center part of your brain is just right. Like, where is it? Where is it? And it's so funny how it always appears. That is what I love about having these conversations on this podcast, because I know that people are seeking how to improve their health right now. And for me, I was just meditating all the time and journaling. And I was getting these messages like, if you really want to go to the next level with your businesses, you're going to have to upgrade the operating system. That's literally like, I don't talk that way. That's how I knew it wasn't me. It was like a meditation. And it was like, you need to upgrade the operating system.
But it's a great analogy to real life.
I was like, okay, what does this mean? Like this means next level, right? Like this means I'm going to have to do things that I'm not doing right now. And I was invited to a dinner by Pete Vargas and love Pete. So amazing. And it was this room of like 30 or 40 people.
And it was couples, a lot of couples, which was a cool concept.
Lots of couples. And you guys stood up. So it was you and your fiance, Gary. Yes. And you guys just, when you started talking, I was like, wait, what did they just say? What's going on? What are they doing with health? This is insane. So yeah. I'm not even going to try to say what you said. So, and you guys, today we're going to talk about so many different things that we can do for anti-aging, beauty, energy, better sleep, anxiety, ADD, gut issues, so many incredible things. But I want to start here because this is what opened me up for Sage. So can you tell everybody a little bit about what you do and then what exactly you were talking about that night?
So Gary Breck and I, we co-founded Streamline Medical Group, and then we ended up joining the Cardone Ventures team and formed 10X Health Ventures. So the goal is actually to franchise the wellness clinic that we operate and take it across the country and hopefully one day global in helping people, like you said, restart their operating systems, get people better. Let's get them out of the care system and really find different alternative solutions to the things that you mentioned, like anxiety, depression, ADD, ADHD, gut issues, and, you know, more mental health things, as well as hormone balance and vitamin deficiencies. So all of these different ways we're trying to help people without giving them a pill that has 18 other side effects to it, that you got to take another pill to solve those side effects.
Done
but
that before.
Let's just fight, right? Exactly. Everybody's been through it. We all go to our doctor. I'm a rule follower. If my doctor tells me to take something, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take that. And, you know, and then you find like, well, wait a second. You know, I just came in for this one simple problem. Now I got a whole slew of other problems that I got to deal with. Right. Exactly. So this is all about helping you figure out the right balance, because our bodies can heal themselves. We just have to put the right raw materials into it to fix those symptoms. And I'm telling you, it just makes a world of difference, whether you're having issues with sleep or, you know, maybe you got a little too much OCD going on, like myself sometimes. And there's just all these different ways of calming the mind, calming the gut, balancing hormones, and doing it in a more natural way, whether it's with vitamins and supplements, with breathing techniques. We have all kinds of cool IV therapies. So there's a lot of neat things that we do that I just love that when you start throwing out these different words, inevitably, like what happened with you is I threw out some of the things, issues I was dealing with and how I solved them. And that starts to just go off in your mind like, ding, ding, check, check. Those are issues I'm dealing with. And then you connect with people from admitting your own things that you've dealt with over the years.
Oh my gosh, it was really powerful for me. And I think for, you know, entrepreneurs or wannabe entrepreneurs, or for people who are just wanting to get better in their lives, which covers pretty much everyone on the podcast.
Right.
A lot of times we can start to feel like, well, if we eat clean or we eat healthy, then, you know, what's wrong with me? Or maybe I just need more strategy in my business. Or God, why am I not motivated? I have no energy. And, you know, we forget, you know, there's so many things in our life that maybe we are deficient in, or maybe the food that we're eating is not necessarily agreeing with us. And I think that that was really what I started to look at was, man, I am such a routine person that I'll get in a routine. And even if it's semi-working for me. I don't want to sway from it. And underlying, I feel like I was getting these messages like, maybe you're not, this thing that you're having every day isn't the best for you. Right. Like maybe you need to switch it up, or maybe you're lacking in something. But we all get so busy that we can tend to not look at it. So this is why I was really excited. And when you stood up that night, you were talking about something in particular, which is a path that I went down. So would you share a little bit about the method or the therapy or whatever it is it's called? I'm going to have you explain it.
So the test, we call it at 10X Health System, we call it the core gene test. And it's a test that it's a cheek swab, super easy. You can do it at home, send it back into the lab. We get results within like 3 to 4 weeks, and then we review your results. But what it does is helps us understand we're testing for 5 actionable genes. Mm. So your genes, like your eye color, your hair color, you obviously can't change those unless you're wearing colored contacts and dyeing your hair. But these 5 actionable genes are actually genes that we can adjust and fix by adding in the right raw materials. Mm. So one example that I give people is I'm like, listen, if I ask you to make me a chocolate chip cookie, but I don't give you brown sugar and I don't give you chocolate chips, there's nothing wrong with you. I just didn't give you the right raw materials to make the recipe. Mm. So it's the same with our bodies. The process of methylation and taking a raw material in its raw form and then converting it and being able to process it into the usable form is the process of methylation. So it's this genetic test. You see if you've got different breaks at these 5 levels. And then if you do have these breaks, whether you got it from one parent or both parents, then we can take action on those genes and correct and fix them. And so when they're not working and functioning properly, then you get issues. I always say, like, when you eat something, if you get a stomach ache from it, you're like, oh, well, I'm just sensitive to gluten, or I'm lactose intolerant, or I can't eat, you know, eggs or dairy or whatever it is. Sometimes it's not a food allergy. It's actually a methylation issue. It's a genetic issue. And we can solve and correct that by adding the right raw materials in, and it will calm the gut down. It also, people don't think about this, but when you're eating things, how it can affect your mind. Mm-hmm. So if I eat something called folic acid, it's the cheap form of B9. The right form, the natural form of B9 is folate. So as long as I'm eating folate, I'm A-okay, I'm fine. But if I don't, if I eat anything with folic acid, whether it's in a supplement or in my food source, and you always think of carbs like breads, pastas, flour, cookies, cake, rice. If I eat that and it has folic acid in it, I spin out. I get massive anxiety. I get severe depression. And for a while when I was taking the wrong supplement, and I think that was maybe the story I shared at the dinner, was I was taking the wrong supplement that had high doses of folic acid and a cheap B12 called cyanocobalamin. I can't process those 2 items because I have genetic breaks that don't allow me to convert those forms of those vitamins into a usable form. So what happened to me is I ended up having, again, severe anxiety, depression, panic attacks, suicidal thoughts. I had major heartburn, like the worst heartburn I'd ever had in my life. And my mind just races. I couldn't sleep at night. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and be wide awake, like worrying about stuff I couldn't control, worrying about stuff that didn't make sense. I even, when it got really bad from this vitamin, I had show tunes, like Broadway show tunes replaying in my mind.
Oh my gosh.
Between 4 and 6 in the morning every morning, and I'd just be exhausted every day. But when I figured that out, I took this test, I figured out that I'm basically allergic to cheap forms of vitamins. And when I stopped taking that ultra women's multivitamin that I got at the grocery store or CVS or whatever, and second I stopped taking it and then started taking the right type of vitamin, the one that was meant for me that I can process, all of those symptoms went away. And it's really incredible how I am so sensitive to stuff. So I know if I forget to take my vitamins, or if I go and I like grab the bread basket at the restaurant and it's got folic acid in the bread, and I power down a slice of pizza that really isn't good for me, it's not organic and it's sprayed with grain with folic acid, I spin out again. And then I know, okay, I got to retake my vitamins, or I got to stop eating the crappy food, and tomorrow I'm going to be better because it's going to process through my system. But it's quite incredible that once you lock in on it and you understand it and you understand what forms your body can process, it all works. My hormones went out of balance when I was during, there was a 4-month period that I took that gummy vitamin and it spun me out of control. And that's where Gary and I found this core gene test, because he was like, I don't know what's going on with you, but you've turned into a crazy person. And I share that story because it had such an impact on me to be in this weird place for 4 months, but be blaming it on things like, well, I'm just stressed in my business and I'm just stressed with my fiance and, you know, I'm stressed with family or kids. You can blame it on a slew of different things, but now I take all the right forms and I'm very calm. I don't have all these issues. All my things have, I say, I've calmed the crazy. And I think that people can relate to that in some form or fashion. So I think that was the story that we shared. Yes. Because I think I was open about it. Like, okay, I was a little off there for a minute.
I think what, and that's so powerful because I think that we look around, we can even think we know people's story. And until someone stands up who is successful or is doing what you want to be doing or whatever that looks like, we can think that they have something that we don't or that we're different and there's something wrong with us. And yes. I know for a really long time, you know, I stopped myself from doing all the things that I wanted. I remember wanting to host like a large women's event, be a speaker and write a book and do all the things and have a podcast, except I was like, I have anxiety. I'm fundamentally flawed and it's not going away.
Right.
And it's like, totally healed and gone. But at the same time, number one, there are things that you can do about it and you can live a 1,000,000% normal life, if not almost get rid of it or have all of the things that can really help you with anxiety or all of the different things that we named earlier. If you really look at, have I looked at all of the possibilities of what this could actually be from?
Right.
And what I love about this is it's one more thing outside of, you know, personal development and doing things that scare you that truly can heal a huge part of something that you can is not wrong with you.
Right.
Could just be something missing.
And that was, you know, it was always hard for me because being in this environment where you're meeting with entrepreneurs all the time and, you know, all these people that have made it and they're like doing great big things. And I did feel like you felt like where you're going, okay, something is wrong with me. Like I'm waking up and immediately panicking about God knows what. I haven't even started my day and I'm already in a panic. And there is no reason for that. Now I would understand like if you're claustrophobic and you get into a crowded elevator, totally makes sense that you might have anxiety or a panic attack. If you go to the edge of a 30 floor building and you're scared of heights, that makes sense that you would get very nervous and worry about what could happen. But it doesn't make any sense to just wake up and have issues. Like there should be no reason for that. So I always say like, I have to take a 5-methylfolate because I have an MTHFR break. And MTHFR is one of the genetic mutations that I got it from both of my parents. So I'm severely broken. I'm operating at best 10%. It's usually between 0 and 10% is that functioning for me. So I have to take a 5-methylfolate capsule in the morning and I take one again before I go to bed at night. And then inevitably I wake up every morning at 4 a.m. because I got to go to the bathroom after having a baby. I take another one then because not because it's a sleeping pill, but I call it, it's a quiet the squirrel's pill. It just helps quiet my mind. It helps me go back to sleep. No more show tunes, Broadway show tunes, you know, playing in my mind on repeat. I don't even watch Broadway shows.
Your subconscious just remembered them.
Yeah, it was so crazy. So it does, it just quiets the squirrels. And that has been such a game changer for me with my sleep habits. I'm not exhausted in the middle of the day. My mind isn't racing. I'm not stressing. When people have an MTHFR break, they can have one of two. They call them suballele breaks. So it's, you can have one of two or both breaks underneath that. So some people have one that leads to anxiety, which is a fear of the future. I always explain like, I have anxiety. I worry about things that haven't happened, may never happen. But I could go down a rabbit hole and be like, but everything could go wrong and we could all die. Like,
yeah, that was me.
Right. And I know I laugh about it because I'm like, okay, I used to be that way. And I drive Gary crazy because he's like, why can't you be more positive? And he's Mr., you know, glass half full and I'm the empty, you know, I'm like, no, it could all go wrong. I mean, the business is going to fail. And whereas he has anxiousness. So that's, I don't have that. Anxiousness is almost a fear of the present. Like everything's an emergency. People tend to be like, they get angry if people aren't on time or even 10 minutes early. It irritates them. All the stuff has to happen right now. A lot of very successful entrepreneurs tend to have anxiousness because they just want to get stuff done right now. And then there's people that have both breaks and that means they're just worried all the time. Like they just are a constant ball of stress. And it's sad when it leads to then when you can't manage that anxiety or anxiousness, then it leads to depression. Mm-hmm. And then it can lead to just spinning out, having a panic attack. And again, like I said, I admit to that there was a point in life in those 4 months that I had suicidal thoughts. And, you know, had I not had a family that I care about, that I was like, okay, I can't go anywhere. I got to figure this out. But why was that running through my head out of nowhere after, you know, 30 plus years of being on this earth and not having anything like that, to then all of a sudden it was nonstop for 4 months. And to find out it was because of a stupid vitamin that I picked up, it was sad. It's sad that that's what's promoted out there, that that's what lines the shelves of CVS and Walgreens and Costco pharmacies. I'm always looking at vitamins now and checking the ingredient label because I'm like, stuff is all trash. Flintstone vitamins. We're giving this crap to our kids. And then we wonder why they go to school and they're bouncing off the walls and they can't focus and they're at the principal's office because they got in trouble again. And it's because we're feeding them these crappy vitamins. And if we just put them on the right forms of it, the right methylated forms, they would be fine. It would calm them down. Every kid in the world doesn't have ADHD. They just have been given a whole bunch of folic acid, Pop-Tarts and cereal and toast before they go to school. And then everybody wonders why they're getting in trouble and they can't focus. So it's really, once you see it and you clue in on it and you read your ingredient labels, I'm telling you, it makes a world of difference.
There's so many crazy, challenging things about getting a new person on your team, and not to mention about hiring. It's really tough to find quality people, let alone where do you find them? How do you even make a job description? You guys, you have to abide by all of the employment laws in your states, and keeping it organized is insane. So I'm kind of stressed just thinking about it because it's absolutely not my zone of genius and what you think about when you want to start a business. But it's time to get this stuff totally off your plate and get a hiring partner that makes it simple, and that is Indeed. Indeed is a hiring partner delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest 2019. It's the go-to hiring resource where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process, so you never are lost or unsure of how to execute finding and hiring your new team member. Plus, Indeed is the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. With its virtual interview features, Indeed saves you so much time. You can message, schedule, and interview top talent seamlessly all in one place without any annoying plugins or extras to install. Indeed's virtual interviews work directly from your browser, and it's a great way for me to connect with potential candidates who could quite possibly make a massive positive shift in my team dynamic and in scaling. Sign up for Indeed now and get a $75 credit towards your first sponsored job, plus earn up to $500 extra in sponsored job credits with Indeed virtual interviews. Visit indeed.com/happy to learn more. Claim your credits at indeed.com/happy. indeed.com/happy. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I have been noticing it so much just with, I've been cutting out because I have the same thing. I can't process the folic acid. So I've been really watching that, which I was taking a bunch of stuff or just randomly, you know, that had it in there. So cut back on that. And just the awareness of it, of wow, it's really in a lot of stuff too.
It's in everything.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And looking back over my life. So I've had a couple moments where I have had, and it has not happened often. I think it's 2 that I can remember where I had massive panic attacks where I was like, Chris, you need to call the ambulance because I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I think I'm having like a heart attack or a heart thing. And one of them was like, I went to a GNC and bought one of those like whatever energy drinks. And I think it had like a bunch of some sort of B vitamin in it that I just...
That's the cyanocobalamin.
I mean, I thought I was going to die for 3 hours. I literally thought I was going to die. And he was like, do we call the ambulance? What do we do?
Probably had green tea in it. Green tea extract became a huge thing in supplements. And not everybody can process green tea.
So this was the other thing you told me is you're like, you can't process green tea. This was from my test.
Yes.
So then the other one, you want to know what the other one was when I had a meltdown just like this?
Yeah.
I had made a big bottle, like a water bottle, just like this. So what is this? 42 ounces, probably. I was going to train at my gym and I made a water bottle with 2 green tea bags in it. And I'd never done that before. Yeah. And I was training this girl and I just started to shake and I couldn't breathe. And I'm like, I don't even know what to tell you is going on. Cause this was like 10 years ago. It was not cool to lose your shit in front of people at that time. It was like very uncool. Like you were like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I can't finish this. And I was like, I gotta go. Like literally that was my peace out moment.
Yeah.
And I went upstairs and I literally locked the bathroom door and I was in a ball, like freaking out. That has never happened to me. And then what happens, Sage, and I know that you know this, is that moment in New York, when that happened, when I got that energy drink, and then that moment then gets in your brain, it's in your cells because it's such a freak out moment that you're like, is this going to be the new me? Am I going to start not being able to do these everyday things? Right. And what it did was it kind of started this waterfall of like fear from those moments that
is just channeling. Now you're hyper-focusing on that panic attack. And then you think it's just going to continue to happen. When in reality, it was caused by the green tea that you took or the cyanocobalamin, the bad B12. And it wasn't just because that's your new state of mind. Yeah.
I wish I could have known, because it would have saved me 10 years of going, this is going to happen again. Oh my God, this is my brain like spiraling out. Like, this is why I wanted to have this conversation, is I know that this is a real thing for people, is they have these moments that are caused by something that they didn't even think about.
Right.
It's good for you, right? Green tea was good for me. This energy drink was all supposed to be like a natural thing. And
I used to live on emergency packets. I'd put them in my cocktails before I go out for the night. I loved them. And then I realized it's like so high percentage of cyanocobalamin. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like how did I not realize how crazy I was?
Oh my God. So what are some things? Number one, we're going to go down the list and just a little bit of some other things that they can look at.
Yeah.
But if this test is sounding interesting to people, if they want to know, you know, about their core gene test, they can go to, let's see, 10xhealthsystem.com and they can just order the test, which you guys, I thought this was going to be like a super, super crazy expensive thing. It was not. Yep. I think it's a really good price for what it is. So you guys can go and check that out. So it's the number 10xhealthsystem.com. And they can go and do this test. And then what happens is you get your test results. You get to chat with someone about it. So you kind of know just exactly what I learned. I can't process certain things. And by the way, it wasn't overwhelming. I thought I was going to get a list of like 50 things I couldn't do. It was really only like 3. And that felt really good to me. So it wasn't like, oh my God, now I have to like eat dirt and that's it.
Well, and I get a lot of people too. They're like, well, I don't want to take all these capsules. And I'm like, that's fine. The cool thing is on the report, it's also going to tell you different ways, food sources that you can get these nutrients. So if you're not going to be good about taking capsules, okay, well then look at the folate and it's going to tell you all the different food sources you get folate. But guess what?
That was
easier to pop a capsule, I think. But
I love popping my capsules. It was very easy. And there's not a lot. So
every morning,
really easy.
I depend on it. I take my vitamins before I open my email because I know that's just a better way for me.
That's a good idea. Okay, yeah. You're like, let me take these coping vitamins here.
Exactly.
All right.
So you tend to handle the stress coming at you. It's still coming at you. It's not like it's going to go away, but at least you can manage it better.
Yeah, I think it's so exciting just to know. It's number one, there's not something wrong with you. There's things that we can do to help fill that in and fix it. And, you know, when I was talking to you, it was just the anxiety like that. I know that it's not me. I used to identify with it. And then I learned just through different things that I've done that there were ways to cope with it. Now this is just a next thing to help. And it truly did. And I feel so much better about it. So
that's good.
Yeah, so
that
much better.
Happy.
And you know, when we were in the room with all of those people, I know a few other people had taken the test at that point and they had different things, you know, whether that was some people were coping with more depression or coping with more, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that were
ADD,
in the room.
ADHD, OCD is a big thing. Perfectionism. People don't think about how that can actually be. If you're a perfectionist, you can't let things go and you can't delegate out tasks and you just feel like, well, I have to do it because it has to be perfect. Just creating so much stress for yourself. And I know from personal experience, because that's how I am. I'm type A personality. I'm like, if it doesn't get done by me, it doesn't get done right. I had to let that go. I can't build a business and not trust my staff to be able to teach them and then go get it done. But it took a lot for me to calm that down. I'm also a list maker. It makes me feel better to check things off. I can always tell when somebody's closet is like perfectly like serial killer organized. I'm like, oh, you hang your shirts all short sleeve, then long sleeve, all color coordinated.
That's mine.
Everything's labeled. Your files are like alphabetical and, you know, chronological.
Yeah.
And people go, oh my God, how did you know that about me? And I can read someone, I see these five gene colors and I can read them like I've known them my whole life. I'm like, I don't know anything about you, but I can tell if you've got lower gut issues versus upper gut issues. I can tell if you are fear of the future or fear of right now. I can tell if you have all of these other racing thoughts and that you're not sleeping at night. And people are like, oh my God, how do you know this about me? I have been told I'm a great marriage counselor too.
Yeah, just from reading these charts, for real. You can be like, here's what you're probably doing and here's what you should do.
Yeah. And it's, I want to normalize talking about all this stuff. And my stepson says, you know, we're just laying our crazy out on the table. And I love that analogy because I'm like, why not just admit to it and then talk about it like it's not something millions of other people are dealing with. Everybody's dealing with something.
Oh my God.
Talk about it. Don't be shy. Let's, you know, voice it and fix it and solve it. But everything that goes in your mouth is doing something up here and it's doing something in your gut and you just have to figure it out.
I feel like we can't go on Instagram or in our emails without feeling like another friend or person has gotten hacked. And I don't know about you, but that totally stresses me out. Avest has been a global leader in cybersecurity for more than 30 years and trusted by over 435 million users. Avest empowers you with digital safety and privacy no matter who you are, where you are, or how you connect. You can enjoy the opportunities that come with being connected on your terms. Avest new all-in-one solution helps you take control of your safety and privacy online through a range of features. Learn more about Avest One at avest.com. We're connected 24/7, but is it always in the front of our mind on how safe our connection actually is? I have a lot of private information on my devices, exactly like you do. And the last thing I need is the stress of recovering it or keeping it safe. Avast data breach monitoring and firewall protection help me protect all the important information on all of my devices. Data breach monitoring finds out if your online accounts have been compromised or if your passwords need to be changed. And the firewall protection prevents attacks that are trying to access your computer or steal your data. Avast prevents over 1.5 billion attacks every month. And with Avast One, you can confidently take control of your online world without worrying about viruses, phishing attacks, ransomware, hacking attempts, and other cyber crimes. Learn more about Avast One at avast.com.
I love lay your crazy out on the table because the thing about crazy is the more you try to hide it, the worse it gets. Yes. So yeah, the more you just voice it and find some people to help you, it's so empowering to even just start the process. Yes. Like even when I just sent in and did the swab thing and sent it out, I was like, okay, I'm so proud of me for starting this process. I already felt better. So that was really exciting. Okay. So you guys, again, 10xhealthsystem.com if you want to go check that out. Let's talk about some more of these things if people are now getting super interested in different things that they can do for anti-aging, for beauty, for energy, for better sleep. What are some of your favorite, if we could only talk about three other health hacks, what are they?
So a couple of different, I'll give you some that you would, you know, obviously come in and have a procedure done and then some natural stuff too that you could do at home. So I love IV therapy. It's interesting. A Myers cocktail was developed by Dr. Myers and it's basically the most vitamins that you can put into a saline bag at one time. Okay. So it's got a full suite of B vitamins, the best form of B12, which is hydroxycobalamin. It has vitamin C, it has calcium gluconate and magnesium chloride. And then I always recommend a push of glutathione, which is like the mother of all antioxidants. So you do this great IV, you can do it once a week if you can handle needles that much. But it also, interestingly, when somebody has the IV and they go, oh my God, I feel so much better. That's when we know they have those methylation breaks. And that's when I'm like, okay, you need to take the genetic test. Because what we did is we added the right raw materials back in and it gave them their energy back. It helped them sleep at night. They just felt better. Their brain quieted, their gut issues calmed down. And so anytime somebody feels great on a Myers cocktail, for sure that gene test is going to help. And we can put you on the right supplements. Another, we do ozone IV therapies, which, so basically you put a certain amount of fluid in And then you take out your blood. You take a certain amount of blood out of your body. So you take the bag, you hang the bag, put some fluid in, and then you take that bag and you drop it on the ground. You pull out a certain amount of blood, and then they push ozone, oxygen, basically into the bag with your blood. And it's so cool to watch, like sciencey. And it turns from like a dark blood red to bright red, because what it's doing is it's oxygenating those red blood cells. And then they hang the bag again and they put that oxygenated blood back in you. Holy cow. It gives you great energy. You feel amazing. It's definitely something you could do it more than once a week, honestly, if you can, again, handle the needle sticks. But that's a great therapy that we do. We have a lot of different cool IVs that can help with beauty, with inflammation, with COVID, of course. Everybody's looking to boost their immune system. So we've got IVs to do that. So there's a lot of cool different IVs that we've got that we do, whether it's in the clinic or we have a really cool concierge service that we're doing now, mobile IVs. So you can do it right in your home. Another modality that I love are the stem cell facials. So we'll do PRP, where we draw your blood, we spin it down in a centrifuge, and we pull out the platelet-rich plasma, and then do a microneedling procedure where, you know, you just kind of do the needles in the face. It's not really painful. You would put a numbing cream on your face and then wipe that off. And then you do this microneedling procedure with your own PRP and then stem cells or amniofluid or exosomes. And oh my gosh, within a couple of weeks, it's so incredible the change that you'll see in your skin. It just, it helps grow back collagen. It corrects imperfections, heals acne scars and lightens the skin. So those are incredible. Even some of our younger patients are like, they're just doing it to like,
preserve.
You know, be proactive. Yeah, exactly. But it helps with fine lines and wrinkles. So that's a really neat one. And then some of the tips and tricks, like on a natural version, a lot of people come to us because they are dehydrated, severely dehydrated. So if you can't do an IV on a regular basis, a cool trick is to take either Celtic sea salt or like a pink Himalayan sea salt and sprinkle it into your water once a day, not where it's super salty, but just manageable. Just sprinkle a little bit and once a day. What that does is it helps get the water into your tissues. So it rehydrates you. So people that are suffering from either clinical dehydration, migraines is a big one. I used to get a lot of migraines and I realized it's because I'm sucking back coffee all day and forgetting to drink water. We all do it. Everybody's guilty. But if you sprinkle that salt in there, just think like a saline bag that's rehydrating you. Well, that's basically what you're doing. You're putting, you're making your water, you know, have some saline in it. And the vitamins and minerals, or the minerals that are in the salt, help get the fluid into your tissue. And then that will help rehydrate you faster. Because we do have people that'll come in, they'll get their blood done. We're like, well, you're clinically dehydrated. And they're like, no, I drink water all the time. And I'm like, well, it's not getting to the right areas.
So. Oh my gosh, that's so interesting. I drink so much water and people used to tell me that all the time. I've been starting to like do the salt thing or different Himalayan salt, or I doing LMNT. I wonder what you think of that. Have you done that?
I don't know.
Element?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. It's supposed to be really good. It's LMNT is, I believe, how it's spelled, but element is how they say it. Anyway, but I was always told that I was dehydrated. And you know how annoying that is to an overachiever?
Because you're like, I'm drinking water.
I'm drinking. I can't drink any more water. Like,
I'm
going to
flood myself.
Do you want me to do? So that is really interesting. So, okay. So that's something we can do is sprinkle a little pink Himalayan salt into our water. Okay.
You can make, we have a formula that I could send you to. It's called Sea Salt Sole, S-O-L-E. And you basically take like a mason jar, put, you know, this much of the salt at the bottom, fill the rest of the jar with water, shake it up really, really good. And then as the salt settles back to the bottom, then you take, it's 2 tablespoons of that water, that fluid, and put that into a gallon of water.
Ah.
You gotta be very careful about that combo or you could end up pooping yourself. But so 2 tablespoons of that sea salt sole water, put it into a gallon of water. And like I said, you barely taste the salt, but not everybody's good about making the thing. You make it, make a big jar of it and keep it in your kitchen. It's going to stay. It's not going to go bad or anything. But if you're lazy, like I am, you sprinkle the pink sea salt in there. You cannot use iodized like white table salt. That doesn't, that's going to do you no good. But it's because the Celtic sea salt, the pink salt have minerals in them that you need.
Okay, so if you're ever mad at your husband, just give him extra tablespoons of that water.
Yeah, okay. He'll be in the bathroom all night.
Okay, great.
You'll be skinny the next day.
But. Yeah, just make sure you're out of town or something, like you're going out of town. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not 10X Health recommended.
Yeah, no, not recommended. This is not from her. This was bitter. That was jokes from me. No, I'm kidding. Oh, man. Okay, how about better sleep? Let's hit on that just a little bit more. So I think the last two I want to end with are energy and better sleep.
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of that ends up having to do with both the genetics and with your hormone balance. Mm. So when you get those two pieces in balance, it's incredible how quickly it can get fixed. So with the methylation piece, the genetic piece, it's usually poor sleep and energy is going to have to do with the top and the bottom break. So I say the MTHFR and the COMT, those are two of the genetic markers that if you have that, you tend to have like racing thoughts, busy mind, basically too much kind of going on inside that doesn't allow you to quiet yourself and go to sleep. So we always say there's usually it's one of two profiles. Either the person's exhausted, their head hits the pillow, they're out, but then they're up, you know, before the sun comes up and, you know, and then they can't get back to sleep.
Yep.
Or they're exhausted, their head hits the pillow and their mind wakes them up and then they can't get to sleep. Mm. So sometimes it's both for people. I was always both. It was hard for me to ever sleep. So I have a little routine that I do. I take my 5-methylfolate. I take a great sleep formula pill that has magnesium, melatonin, and theanine. Mm. And I have this great little dropper called CopaCalm. And it quiets me. And I take it about an hour before I go to sleep and try to stay off my phone, which is not always easy to do. But it just quiets my mind and allows me to go to sleep naturally. Whereas I felt like I was overthinking things and then I'm stressed about not sleeping and I'm watching the clock and oh my God, I got to get up in 6 hours. Now it's 5 hours. And I just don't have those issues anymore. As far as the energy piece, again, when you get your hormones and your methylation in balance, I don't have what is it? It's 4 o'clock our time now, but usually I'd have that 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock crash where I'd be just like a zombie hunting for coffee. Mm. And now I just am not. Like I didn't even realize it was 4 o'clock and I feel fine. I've got my water. I had my coffee this morning because I like it, but I don't need it anymore because I'm sleeping correctly and everything's balanced. Mm. But if I miss, then I'm out. And you think about stuff too, like food coma. You know, you go to lunch and God forbid you have pasta or pizza. Like that literally is the worst thing you could put in your body at lunchtime because you can just guarantee you're going to have a food coma. And we all know this, but we just, you know, still make mistakes and we still
pretend to not know it.
Yeah. We pretend. We like to pretend. But that's all. It's not even just the carbs. And then it's the sugar and all the terrible parts of that. But it's that folic acid that we were talking about. And the folic acid, if you can't process it, which 44% of the population can't process folic acid, and it's in all of our grain sources. Unless you're going organic or imported, and even then you still have to check because what you'll want to do is look at the back of any kind of carb, flour, rice, pasta, cereal, crackers, look at the back. And if it's in the ingredient label, if it says enriched or fortified, that is a key word. Those are keywords for folic acid. Mm. So just throw it away. Go organic. It should not say enriched or fortified. That means it's good. It doesn't have folic acid. Everybody can process that. And then you won't have the crashes after you eat.
Okay, so there's been so much good information. If I am listening to this and I'm like, I want to do something, what are the first like 1 to 3 things you would tell somebody if they're just feeling a little low energy, a little bit anxious, maybe not sleeping very good? What are just maybe like the 1 to 3 things that you would even start with to wrap your arms around it?
Honestly, because I had such a personal experience and it helped me so much with this genetic test, I would say if you can only afford one piece, I would do the core gene test. You're only going to take it once in your life. Obviously, it's your genetics, so it's not going to change. Now, again, because they're actionable genes, we can correct the breaks and make them function at 100% if they're broken. But it's one gene test you take in your whole life. I recommend having everybody in the family take it. I am telling you, it calms everybody down. It calms the crazy. It calms the gut issues. It calms kids down. I mean, even my nieces don't throw the temper tantrums like they used to. There's not the meltdowns that they used to be. And, you know, my daughter, she's 14 years old. She's my best friend. as long as she's taking her vitamins and not eating folic acid. And then if she forgets, then I'm dealing with a teenager, you know, your typical teenager. And she's, you know, quite frankly, kind of a jerk. She's my best friend otherwise.
Yeah.
So that's the one so I encourage everybody if they can to take that test. And that's the one you can get at 10xhealthsystem.com. The next thing would be if you can to do the blood lab test. It checks 68 biomarkers, vitamin deficiencies. It's a full hormone panel. We're going to check lipid panel, cholesterol, hormones, I already said hormones, thyroid, your sugar levels. So we're going to help you get that back in balance. So if libido's off in the bedroom, if you don't have any energy, if you've got that poor sleep, brain fog, you know, where you, you have a thought in the kitchen, you walk to your bedroom and you can't remember why you came to your bedroom. It happens. I mean, we're all of a certain age at some point that it happens. So that's another great one, because when you get that back in balance, it really is, it's incredible. And for women, gosh, if we're going, you know, if we're hitting menopause, don't suffer. Like we have our medical director's a OBGYN. She's incredible. She's been practicing for 25 years. She's delivered like 8,000 babies, but she's been a wellness physician as well. And she's practiced functional medicine for 15 years. And she's incredible at understanding so much of this stuff and really helping getting women back in balance. So.
Oh, so much good stuff. Okay, so you want to do the blood lab test.
Yeah.
Where do we go for that? Is that same place or...
So yes, if you contact us through the 10X Health System website, what we can do is we would put together a lab order for you and send you to any lab core in the country. We just put together a requisition form. It has all the labs on there. You pay us $3.99, go to lab core, get your blood drawn. And within a week or two, we get the results back. And then we put together, we do a lab review and do a full protocol to help you. And then we ship everything right to your front doorstep from our compound pharmacy. So.
Okay, that's amazing. You make it so easy. So grateful for this podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited that you've been doing all the steps and feeling better. And I just love being able to hear these stories and really be able to help change people's lives. I mean, it's little things and they're natural. And you had such a great experience. It makes me so happy that you do. So.
Well, I'm so glad that you're talking about it. And just, I think even just the conversation alone is bringing relief to people long before they even do this. So thank you for your own meltdown and sharing it. And because, you know, I love it because we always turn our messes and those breakdowns into like how we help people.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to believe me if I didn't experience it myself.
Exactly. Exactly. So thanks for sharing all of it, because that's the good stuff. And that's really where we get to help people. So really grateful for you. You guys definitely go and check out the website, 10xhealthsystem.com. We'll put it in the show notes, all the things. And Sage, just again, thanks for coming on and sharing your genius with us and your time.
Thank you so much, Lori. It was great to talk to you.
Yes. And everyone, you know, one of the biggest things that we can do is, can we tag you, Sage?
Yes.
Can we tag you on Instagram? Please do. What is your Instagram?
So it's Sage, S-A-G-E, Workinger, W-O-R-K-I-N-G-E-R, Sage Workinger.
Amazing. So tag Sage, tag myself, and let us know what your biggest takeaway was. Let us know if you're going to do the test. Let us know just maybe something that was really eye-opening for you. And that's always such a nice thing that we can give our guests to let them know all of the value that they gave to you guys. So until next time.
Feel free to send me a message. If you have questions, I'm always happy to talk and you know, help. So.
That is so generous. Seriously. And you guys get her while you can, because I have a feeling you're not going to be able to talk to her next year at all.
So
you guys, thank you so much for being on. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody gonna be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.